Say this, say, today,
I will solidify.
Solidify means to make stable, make concrete, to set it in place, to make a foundation. Say it again. Say, today,
I will
solidify my beliefs on truth and truth alone. Pray in the Holy Ghost about it. And truth and truth alone, my mama. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. Mama Shandakala. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. Mama Shandidid. Mama Mosandro Color on truth and truth alone. Mama Shandakala da Kara da da Bosandro. In Jesus' name, amen. The next one on the board. And I want you to say this one kind of loud whenever they put it up on the board. If not, we'll say it together loud. Say, no more impossibilities.
For me,
look, do your hands. Come on, say, for me. Come on, say it a little louder. For me,
because
I believe. Say it louder. Say, I believe. A little louder. Say,
I believe.
Now pray in the spirit about it. My robo shot ro colo mandra da machine. My machine did it. Killed it. Did it. Yeah, I believe. My Shandra Karada Mama. Mama Mamma Shotro Colo no Mondro. Mama Mamma Cindy Killed it in the Momono Colo. Nana Mamma Cindy Killed it in the Bosho. Mana Nana Kalana Nana Mana Manshana Kalana Kalana Nana Bosodro. Mama Mamma Shandra Kalana Nana Mamma Sandra. Hey, the Robo Sotro Colo. Come on, stand up. Marabba Shandra, the Clara Clara, and Mamma Senator. Mamma, Mamma Shinaka, Mamma Shinaka, Nana, Mosund of the Colorado, no Mashendra, the Clara. We have prayed. Amen. We have prayed. You may be seated. Mark chapter 11. I always like to say this. Please don't approach this message with your preconceived messages. Your preconceived revelation, or whatever it is that you think you know already, whenever you come to a service or somebody's ministering to you, you have to come in with a blank slate because you never know what God wants to say. A lot of times we've read a lot of scriptures. A lot of y'all know a lot of scriptures. We read a lot. We've been to a lot of church. But God always has something new to say. It's always something fresh. And so I have to approach God with a fresh mentality, a fresh expectation, so that he can show me something fresh, amen. Mark chapter 11, and I always like to prelude like this also, is thank God for grace. Go ahead and say it. I thank God for grace, and I thank God for not that a religious mindset of grace that we've had for years, but just knowing that grace is the empowerment. Grace means it's already done. The price has already been paid. Say it's already done. There's some new faces in, so you don't know what that means. But when Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, he meant that. He was not lying. He didn't just say that to be saying something cool or to have a nice close-out moment before. No, he really meant it. It is finished. The job has been done. Everything that we need has already been done. He was bruised for our iniquities. He became poor that we might be rich. Everything that we needed, everything that we're trying to strive to do in our lives today has already been done. Say this, say it's already done. Come on, say it aloud, say it's already done. Come on, say it again, it's already done. You say, well, why do we talk about that so much? Why do we keep going over the same thing? I heard it was already done 2 months ago. But is it done though? Now, is it manifestly done in your life? All right, if it's not manifestly done, if your finances ain't manifestly done, all right, let's get to all that church talk. Let's get past your faith profession. You throw it out. No. Right now, you open up bank account. Is your finance? Are your finances done? Okay. Right, you go home and check your levels or whatever you want to do, And if you're still dealing with the same health issues, is it already done? All right. If you're still dealing with the same stuff you've been dealing with in your family for the last 15 years, is it already done? Now, we know it's already done according to God and according to Jesus because he paid the price already. Can we say that Jesus paid the price?
Amen.
I need a loud amen. Can we say?
Amen.
All right. But is it done in your life? For years, and God bless the Word of Faith movement, but for years we've been confessing and confessing and confessing and confessing and confessing and confessing and saying and confessing and saying with no results. Come on, you can go ahead and agree with me. You know you hadn't been getting the return that you should be getting. Is it manifestly done in your life? And so now, I say this over and over again. We come back. Well, last week we said it's already done. Last week we said it was finished. Come on, you got a new message? We don't need a new message because you ain't got. The Bible says faith comes by what?
Hearing.
He could have said faith comes by hearing the word of God, but I believe he put that and to let you know how you should continue. Jesus made a statement. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Then he says, continue ye in my words. The Bible talks about meditating day and night. See, it's for a reason. We say this over and over again because here's the thing. If it's already done, and it is, amen. If it's already done, but I don't see what's done in me, I don't see it. Like, I don't see it. There's some things that are undone in me. If I don't see it, then that means that something, there's something in my knower, there's something in my understanding, there's something in my belief that's off. Mark 11 and verse 22, to prelude it a little bit, and I don't have time to go back and read it. You know, if you take a little time and read the Gospels, you get a lot of revelation and see a lot of Jesus. I heard an apostle say this the other day when we were talking at a table. And he said, Jesus is the perfect example of grace and truth meeting on the inside of a person, on the inside of human form. He's a perfect example of grace and faith meeting on the inside of human form and walking that way. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be the perfect example of grace and faith meeting up to manifest. Why do you think Jesus manifested so much? Jesus didn't come down here to be a superhuman, a Superman. That's not what he came for. If that's the case, he could have came in his spirit form. Jesus came down here, entered into the earth by the womb, just like all us did, amen, to show us how to live as humankind. It's a perfect example of it. And so here's Jesus now. He's walking. Mark 11:22. And before this, Jesus cursed the fig tree because the fig tree didn't have no figs. He came up there. It was time to eat. They didn't have no figs on there. So Jesus said, curse. You die. Ain't nobody going to eat of you no more. So now here we are. I'll jump to verse 21. They're passing back. They're going into the city. They're passing back. And Peter all excited. Peter, boy, Peter got some stories, don't he? Peter all excited. Peter calling to remembrance. I guess he thought he was having a revelation too. Peter calling to remembrance is a deep word. Says unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered unto him, have faith in God. And I can imagine him saying it in the most sarcastic way ever. What you thought was going to happen? What you didn't see all the miracles I've been doing already? What you thought it wasn't going to die? Have faith in God. Everybody say, have faith in God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Now it says whosoever, right? So say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. Underline that, shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. That those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, what's that next word?
Believe.
Say it a little louder.
Believe.
Say it a little louder.
Believe.
That ye receive them and ye shall have them. Believe that you receive. Believe that you receive. Believe that you receive. It didn't say believe that you go get. It didn't say believe that you're going to make it happen. Oh, look at the scripture. Come on, y'all been reading it. Y'all been reading the scripture. Come on, look at it. Believe that what? So I've got to believe that I receive. Now, sometimes, I might get ahead of myself, but sometimes our faith, we're not operating our faith properly because we don't have the proper posture. We're like this instead of like this. Are y'all seeing me? Did y'all see me over there? We're like this instead of like this. When it's a reception, because if it's already done, then what I should do is receive. I don't have to do what's done. I don't have to go do what's done. Like, I don't have to go do it over because it's already done. I don't have to go do it. I just receive it. Believe that you receive. That's grace. You believe that you already have it and that it's already done and be prepared to receive it. But it got something to do with your belief system. Now, a lot of times we come to church and we say we believe in Jesus and we believe in God and we believe in all these different things, but there's loopholes. There's holes in the bag. There's holes somewhere in our belief. Verse 23 says, shall not doubt. Do y'all know what it's like to not doubt? No. It's like you don't doubt. Like, you know, without a shadow of doubt is how we say it, right? Like there's no shadow, no light, there's nothing, there's no doubt there. Do y'all understand? I don't even know if we know how that feels. To not doubt. When somebody give you a bad diagnosis on your body, to not doubt. When somebody tell you something about your finances, to not doubt. To not get over in fear because you already know that it's done. Believe that you receive. Then it says, and you shall have them. Like you shall have them. Go to Mark chapter 5. Mark 5, verse 36. I prelude the story again. He's going to heal this man's daughter. The people are thronging Jesus. And he's headed on his way. The man said he's on his way over there to heal the girl. And the woman with the issue of blood touched his garment. Anybody know that story? All right. And so he stops to talk to her daughter. And then verse 34 says, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And be whole of thy plague. While he had spake, there came from a ruler of the synagogue house, that's where he was going, certain that said, thy daughter is dead. Uh-oh. What do we do now? What do we do now? You sent for the master. The master was coming to take care of it because you believed that he was going to take care of it when he got there. Because the girl just sick. I believe that when the master get here, that's why I sent for him. I believe when the master get here, he's going to take care of it. But the master has slowed down a little bit. Because somebody else done pulled on it. And so now the messenger come and said, while he yet spake, he's still talking to the woman with the issue of blood. While he's speaking, they come from the ruler of the synagogue and say, thy daughter is dead. What do you do now? Shall not doubt. Shall not doubt. What do you do now? Where's your faith now? Where's your belief? It's easy to clap in church when everything's going on. Where's your faith then? Your daughter dead. It's over. It's all over. It's done. She dead. Whatever you was believing, it didn't work. That's what that statement says. Your daughter's dead. Put yourself in the apostle started talking about imagination last week. And the best way to realize what's going on, now we can read a lot of these situations in the Bible, but the best way to figure out what's going on is use your imagination and put yourself in there. Because you have faith. But in the house surgeon said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubles thou the master any further? In other words, give up. Let it go. She gone already. We tried. We did all that we can do, but it's over. As soon, verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, and these five words, you say them, ready, read. Say it again. Say it again.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid. He didn't just say believe. See, let me tell you, when Jesus talks, you see that red writing? When Jesus talks, he doesn't just put words in to be sounding philosophical. He means what he says. So he's saying now, be not afraid, only believe. Shall not doubt, only believe. I shall not doubt, I'll only believe. And we know the story. He went and raised the girl from the dead. And exactly what the ruler of the house was believing, that's what he got. That's what he received. Because he only, it says as soon as, another term that says immediately Jesus said. He jumped on it. Because he knew if fear gets in, it'll change that thing another way. So as soon as he said, don't be afraid. Only believe. I believe he slapped him. Hey, 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 right here, pay attention to me. Hey, hey, don't be afraid. Only believe. Remember what you came got me for. Remember, I command Jesus say, remember who I am. Only believe. Now that, you know, we can read those things and we'll skim over the scripture and be like, yeah, we should only believe, but we don't be only believing. And the scripture says, you shall not doubt in your heart. Now, hold on. Now, the truth of the matter is, you shall not doubt in your heart, but believe those things you say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says, right? There's a lot of things that we want to have, ain't it? Yeah, you're going to work tomorrow. Oh, yeah, you're going to make moves and try to take care of your family and your house. And you got a new house you're trying to get. And you trying to, you want that healing. And some things that you want. Come on, say this. Say, I want some things. Go ahead. I just want you to say it out your mouth right quick. There's some stuff that I want. Say it. Say it aloud and say, there's some stuff that I want. Now, they're going to be unholy on me right now in church. There's some stuff that you want. That scripture in Mark said you have whatever you say. Whatever you say, you have that. Doesn't mean all I got to do is say them things, and that's what I have, right? But the key is shall not doubt. Shall not doubt. It didn't say have 50% belief and doubt, but I shall only. Now that's not the easiest thing to do. I keep it 100. That's not to only believe. Like to have no, everybody got doubts about something. To no doubt. Like just, this is going to be what I said it's going to be. You know, sometimes we pray. We pray and say in the name of Jesus, then we keep that one eye open to see, did it happen? And then, oh, I knew my faith was strong. No. You lucked up on that one. Grace, everybody say grace. let's see. Matthew chapter 17. This is a good segue to getting to the point of only believing. Let's talk verse 18. But to only believe, to get to the point where there's no doubt. That's what we're trying to get to, right? We're trying to get to the point where there's no doubt. No doubt in my mind what God said, it is so. Right now we're talking about God now, the same God that loves you through everything, the same God that's always there, the same God that keeps you, like right now you sit up in your heart beating, he's doing that for you. You know, we're looking for a bunch of other stuff to happen. He's being miraculous in us every day. I sit there sometimes and I think, like, you ever sat still? Real still sometimes we don't do. You sat real still and then you can feel your pulse. You can feel your heartbeat. and there's nothing in your mind that you can do to make that happen. It's doing it. And on its own, because it's not its own. You get like the owner is keeping the car running. Like those things, these little things, you know, we want, don't you ever sit at home again and be complaining about something that ain't happened when so much is happening inside of you. I receive it. What? You the miracle. You the blessing. You're like, you, come on, y'all, come on, come on. I know, all right, so my arm is hurting a little bit. I understand, but what about your other arm? Right? Like I understand that everything, but it's working. Don't, if you, everybody breathe in, breathe out. As long as you got them, don't you ever complain about nothing. I don't want to hear you complain about nothing, about no dollars, about no nothing else. Don't you complain about nothing, because God is still working in you. Are y'all understanding me? My mother told me complaining and blaming only attract more crap to your life. You're blaming and complaining everything about what's going on. You never realize how many blessings. Can I tell you something about gratitude? I got to get ahead of myself real quick. But let me tell you something about gratitude. Apostle preached a message called Abundance Principle years ago. If you ever get a chance, get your hand on that tape. It's called the Abundance Principle. Maybe about two messages. But he said, you know, what the Abundance Principle is gratitude. We're not thankful enough. We're really ungrateful. We're going to walk around, and there's so many things being done for us. Without the big miracles that we like to call big miracles, right? Like without those, the fact that you here is enough to be thankful for. That's why I was touched when she started saying, "Thank you, Lord." That's enough to be thankful for, right? And what gratitude does, when I begin to be thankful, it attracts more good things towards me. Oh, God says this. Oh, you appreciate what I did? Well, let me do some more then. You appreciate what's done? Well, let me bestow on you more. Matter of fact, I'm saying now that my gratitude has something to do with my belief. My gratitude has something to do with my receiving. How many times you say thank you? No more complaining. Complaining dies today. Stop complaining about what's going on, because what you are doing, you're having what you say. Do y'all hear that? You're getting what you're saying, because you keep complaining about that same thing. And so that same thing keep coming on because you're having what you say. Not only are you having what you say, but you're hearing yourself say it. You know, you don't hear nobody else's voice louder than your own. That's why confession is powerful. Like right now I'm talking, I can hear myself. I hear myself before I hear anybody else. There's some powerful voices in the world, but I'm going to hear myself before I hear anybody else. So now I'm complaining. Now I'm getting what I'm saying, and I'm developing more faith for it. Shut up. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him, shut up. Look at your neighbor and tell him, shut up. Stop all that complaining, man. God has been too good for complaints. I don't see nothing in the Bible about thou shalt complain. Complaining never got nobody nowhere, never. This process of no doubt, only believe, no doubt, only believe, no doubt, only believe. You can name the message that, no doubt, only believe. Because I know you're going to come up with something. No doubt, only believe. That's a level to get to. Now, we can, it almost seems impossible. Have no doubt. We come to church. We was at church all week this week. Right? Morning and nighttime. We back again today. Apostle preached 11 times in a row. You're a beast. Y'all, sometimes y'all sitting in pews, y'all know what they're preaching to, boy. They feel like your whole core, boy. It's like, you talking for an hour and you, it's like, feel like you've been doing sit-ups. That's just physical. And we come to church and we got prayer on Mondays and we're turning our group meeting and we reading the scripture. We say, everybody need to read today, right? And everybody need to, you know, I got a couple people I'm reading books. We need to read books. We need to read. We read a chapter a day. We keep flooding. We keep flooding our minds. See, the thing about faith comes by hearing. And you take faith in. See, the problem ain't that it's done. It ain't on God's part. The problem's with us. And we don't really believe. Now, it's not that we don't believe something. We just don't believe that enough. Oh, you believe a lot of other things. Faith comes by. What you been listening to? Okay. What you watching the most? Who got the biggest voice in your life? You believe something. And I guarantee what you believe is what you got. You may not trace it to it, and you may not think that that thing that happened in your life is attested to your belief, but you go down the line, I bet it comes from your belief. See, to really get to a point where I only believe and I shall not doubt, I got to shed some things out. I got to change some ways that I'm doing things. If I want to only believe, if I want to shall not doubt. We remember that shall not doubt gets us whatever we say, right? Amen. And it's not that we're just trying to go, but whatever you say, you'll get it. You'll have it. You'll have the things you say. If you shall not doubt, I don't know if everybody understands the magnitude of that. We out here trying to get stuff we already got. We out here trying to work for things that's already been worked for.
Right, that's right.
But just only believe, though. Just only believe. No doubt. Only believe. That's it. If you can only believe. But now it takes you to break down some things. What is taking up your belief space?
Come on.
Now see, we used to when I was younger. I remember one time, and I might have told this story before. I remember one time we burned, my brother still mad with me. We burned, we took a whole pile of CDs. Secular music. we church folks so funny sometimes, man. That worldly music, like you ain't in the world, though, right? All right. We took that worldly music in. Took a whole big pile of my duh. And Shana was with me, and we took a whole... Took a whole big pile of CDs, went behind my Uncle Roy's house and in the field back there. We just burned them all. It's worldly music. Burned all the CDs. We thought that was going to do it, but we thought we had got delivered. We thought that was the answer. We got all spiritual. We burned all the CDs and we got all deep. But we was right back at the CD store the next week. that wasn't the issue. It was something that we had to reappropriate in our minds. Something we had to reappropriate in our understanding. See, there's a lot of things to believe out here in these streets. There's a lot of things to believe out here in this world. There's a lot of people saying a lot of different things. Now, wait. I'm not just talking about the TV, the radio, whatever right now. Let's turn those off right now, right? Let's say they're not on. There's still a lot of things to believe because your cousin them talking crazy too. And sometimes your friend that you come to church with talking crazy. Husband's wise. Sometimes your husband talking crazy. Sometimes your wife talking crazy. Is that not the truth? Don't say amen too loud. I ain't getting nobody in trouble. You get a lot of stuff to believe. A lot of things you can hear and get faith for and believe. There's a lot of things that we can be taking in and we can be believing. But if I only want what God wants, right, and I only want the results that he has, then I only should be taking in. So a lot of times it comes across with us clergy, us preachers, it comes across that we're trying to tell you what to do. And we are. Because we know what you need to do. Like, but it comes across like we're trying to hold something back. You know, you don't need to listen to this. Stop watching that. Read this some more. See, you're not reading enough. See, you're not praying enough, right? Pray a little bit more. Can you push yourself a little bit? Now, it seems, sometimes it seems like we're trying to take something from you. You're taking up all my time. What time? Whose time? Okay. Sometimes it feels like we're trying to stop your fun. But ain't no fun if ain't no manifestation. It's just an illusion of fun. It's just an illusion of a good thing. But it's not really a good thing. And so you turn that off. Stop watching that. Can you stop reading that so much? Pick this up instead of that. Amen. Go to LeroyTom.tv and make sure you turn it on. Go to sleep with that on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Listen to me. This is going all around the clock. All excuses have been eliminated. To be able to hear the word all the time. Well, my CD don't, my thing don't go on repeat. Well, just put it on, it'll play. It seems like you're doing too much. I seem like you're asking too much of me, God, for me to only pay attention to you. How much is enough? What do you want? Be it until you're called into your faith. The measure that you meet is how much you want. See, people be lying. I want all you got, God. No, you don't. Because you don't want to give me all that you got. It seems like a struggle because we're so carnal. It seems like a struggle. It seems like I got to fight to not watch that. I got to, everybody else get to do it. Yeah, everybody else out here dying too. Y'all listen to me now. I'm going to put the pressure on. Put the pressure on. Because to get to the point where I only believe. And there's nothing else but belief. There's nothing else but the truth in there. There's nothing else but the fact that what Jesus said, that's what it is. To get to the point where I only believe. It takes me to only be doing a certain thing. There's a quiet in the house of the Lord. I love it like that because you can hear me better. Matthew chapter 17. I saw this. I preached a message called "You Do It" in my ministry school class and. I saw it, Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came unto him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, he's talking, kneeling down to Jesus. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed. For all times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. He burned himself and he drowned himself. I can imagine them. Use your imagination. Everybody say imaginations. Amen. Come on, say it again. Use your imagination. Say imagination. Amen. Imagine your child throwing himself into the fire and not trying to get out. You got to go drag them out of there. Or your child jumping in the water. You know they can't swim, but they just keep jumping in the water because they're going crazy. It's the enemy. Verse 16. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. I brought him to the dudes that walk with you, the ones that you picked. I brought him to them, and they couldn't do nothing about it. Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Now he's talking about this, your faith is a perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? He wasn't talking to that man. Because the man ain't know what to do. We already knew he didn't know what was going on. He up here talking to the disciples. You faithless and perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? How long shall I be with you? I'm talking to y'all now. Faithless and perverse generation. How long is it that we're going to keep going through the same stuff? How long is it that we're going to keep letting that same thing whoop us? How long is it are we going to keep saying stuff and not seeing stuff? Bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil And he departed out of him. It wasn't no time frame. It wasn't no, they tore off all night and the devil came. Nope. Jesus rebuked the devil and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Here they come. Here they come. Next verse. Here they come. Here they come. Y'all see him? Here they come from behind them. Hey, Jesus. Why we couldn't cast them out? We said all the words you said. We did the 1, 2, 3 punch. Last time you cast out a demon, we did the same way. Why we couldn't cast him out? Go to the next scripture. And Jesus said unto them, You see it, huh? I'm pausing on purpose. I want you to meditate this for a minute. You couldn't cast them out because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, I don't know if any of y'all ever seen a mustard seed before. Anybody ever seen a mustard seed? Let me see. Well, you know, it's not the grandest seed. It's not the grandest seed in the seed book. You have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Ye shall say, it sounds like Mark 11. You shall say unto this mountain, remove hence from yonder place, and it shall remove. And what's that last line? How many? How many things? Nothing. Come on, y'all. Come on. This is some next level stuff. Next level stuff. Shall not doubt, only believe, nothing is impossible. You mean to tell me nothing? Hold on. You mean to tell me if I got faith like a mustard seed? Go look up the mustard seed. Just Google it. And go look up an image so you can see how small the mustard seed is, right? You got faith as a grain of a mustard seed. You'll say to the mountain. Use your imagination. You ready? Small mustard seed. You got faith that small. And because you got faith that small, you say to the mountain, move. Pick your mountain, whatever mountain you want to pick. All right? And it'll remove. And then nothing shall be impossible to you. Not one thing will be impossible. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. You could not do it because of your unbelief. You don't really believe what I'm saying. Jesus says you don't really believe what you've been seeing already. Now, we in Mark 5, so that means there's some miracles that took place already. We've already been walking. You've already seen some things done. But you don't really believe me. You don't really believe me. You've seen some miracles already, but you don't really believe me because you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. I see them walking with Jesus. I see me walking with apostle. And I've seen some things done already, but you don't really believe. I don't really believe, Doug. I don't really believe. Because belief causes a certain action. Belief is caused from a certain action, then it causes a certain action. You've been walking with me, but you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. Well, apostle, I see your life increasing. Yeah, I'm telling you how it happened. But you can't do it because of your unbelief. But there's another scripture right after this. I'm going to dig deep into your life. Can I dig deep into your life? Yes, don't say amen because I don't know if you want me to go that far. I'm going to dig deep into your situation. Can I go? Yes. Surgery, we got to dig deep into your situation. We got to cut some things open and get in there and fix some things, don't we? We got to go on the inside, right? Go, nothing to be impossible, right? But Jesus said you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. Right. Like, it's only because you didn't believe. It wasn't because you wasn't good enough. It wasn't because you didn't have the power. It wasn't because it wasn't possible. You just couldn't do it because you didn't believe. You mean to tell me you've been walking with me all this time and you still don't believe? You mean to tell me you've been in the church all them years? And you saw where we came from. You still don't believe? Well, you say, I'm a member. John, let me tell you something about belief. Go to the next scripture. The next one. Read that. How be it this kind of belief, this kind of manifestation, this kind of, how be it this kind goeth out not but by prayer and fasting. Just because you come here on Sunday don't mean you believe. Just because you be at the meetings, that doesn't mean you believe. That means you come in here to change your belief. You come in to get more to change your belief, to increase your belief, to sew up the holes in your unbelief. Come on, come on, come on, come on. A church in regular is gone. No more church regular, no more ritual. No, that's not what we're here for. That's not, we didn't come to do the ritual thing to pay my dues to Jesus. Everything's been paid for already. So now, but this kind, look at it. We skip over this one. We like, nothing should be impossible. We stop right there. Mm-hmm. Don't we? Right. Amen, come on. We read this scripture before and we stop. And nothing shall be impossible. But this kind goes not out but by. Well, what is Jesus saying right here? What is Jesus saying? But what is Jesus saying right here? That means, you mean tell me that I can't get this kind but by praying and fasting? That means I can't get these kind of results. Well, I can speak to this demon and he got to leave as soon as I rebuke him in that same hour. I can't get that kind of results because this kind only go out by praying and fasting. Pressure. Everybody say pressure. Pressure. Come on, say it again. Say pressure. Pressure. Come on, say it a little louder. Say pressure. Pressure. Because this kind only go out like that. We got all these dreams and these grand things and these things that we scream out in church and things we scream out that we want done, but this kind only goes out by prayer and fasting. I'm pointing up to this altar because I'm thinking about apostle standing right there. And I'm looking at him, and if he's standing right there, I'm looking at him saying, that kind only go out by prayer and fasting. That kind of leadership, that kind of man, that kind of manifestation only goes out by prayer and fasting. You thought it was an accident? You locked up on, ain't no such thing. It can only go out by praying fasting. That's the only way. That's the only way you get the only belief, shall not doubt, by praying fasting. And what's prayer? We go to a simple prayer definition. Prayer, talking to the Lord. How often do you talk to him? All right, fasting. Everybody think that I'm going to fast so I can get a quick answer from God. That fasting ain't for God. When you fasting, there's something wrong with you. There's something that you got in your face more than him. Fasting don't make the answer come no quicker because it's already done. I get an answer better if I fast. No, if you just live the fasted life. Fasting. As soon as you think fast, you think no food. You're hungry right now. Right? Right? Let me tell you something about 2015 and 2000 years ago. All right, there's a little bit more fasting need to be done in 2015. And sometimes it ain't food. Sometimes it is food. I know sometimes I need to fast. But sometimes you need to fast from that phone. I put my phone down one time. I left it a couple times. Like I just left it. And you know, the first thing you do when you leave your phone, you panic. Yes. How do we get here? How do we get here to where I'm young enough yet elder enough to remember before cell phones, right? And you house phones, right? And then, boy, they introduced that cell phone, but they had them in the bag at first, and they had a big block one. And they had the one you plug in the car. And then all of a sudden, now you can unplug it, and you got a little charge. You walk around with that big old brick, right? And then for some reason, you got the flip phones, and they had the little razors, and all of some, they had little chirps. You remember the little Nextel? Beep, beep, the little chirps. And we got phones everywhere. I got my first phone was a little Nextel. It was a big box. I don't know what I was doing. Like a big radio, like a big police radio, right? But I thought I was on. I had a cell phone, and all of a sudden, now all of a sudden, we can't do without it. Now all of a sudden, we don't know how to communicate no more. I don't know what I'd do if I lose my phone. Your phone breaking, you get to panicking. Don't nothing else happen. I'm not going to work today because I got to go to the store and get my phone fixed. Come on, y'all know it's true. Come on, come on, come on. Let the internet start working on your phone. I need a landline. How do we get here, right? Praise God for technology, but how do we get here? How do we get here to where I can't go for 10 minutes without picking up my phone, looking at Instagram or looking at Facebook. Refresh. Phone ain't the devil. The phone ain't the devil. The phone is not the devil. The internet ain't the devil. The devil somewhere else. In your members. Remember this, every carnal moment is an opportunity for the devil to use you. Can you put that down right quick? Every carnal moment is an opportunity for him to use you. See, here's a thing. The carnality is a gateway for the enemy. If I allow myself to be carnal, then I can allow myself to be used.
Yes.
You ever had somebody spiritual that you knew was spiritual say something that wasn't spiritual to you?
Right.
Come on, yep. Somebody that you esteem, they said you, but they said something that was like kind of discouraging.
Yeah.
I was like, this ain't the word, right? Yeah, because it's a carnal moment.
Yeah.
In your members. So I need to fast from this phone. I know y'all gonna start y'all 30-day fast. 30 days ain't enough. It's not enough. We better, cause you know how we do. I need to fast from this. I'm going to fast from this for 2 weeks. On that 15th day, you're going to be back in the mix. You're going to be back looking at it every 2 minutes. See, these are not, Jonathan, you hear me? These are not quick fix things. See, there's no quick fix way with the will of God. There's no 21 day, anything you do 21 days become a habit with the will of God. No, it's a lifestyle. It's a way. It's a way that you've chosen to do things. Now, what happens is when you choose, God said, "Draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you." That's scripture, right?
Yeah.
He said, "You draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you." Yeah. Really, what happens is, you hear me, Olivia? Really, what happens is when I make a choice. Listen to me. When I make a choice to choose those things over the other things, then the things that I chose start to love me back more, right? Listen to me. Can I be honest with y'all? Can I be honest with y'all for a minute? There's some music that I try to listen to sometimes. I said, well, I need to, you know, let's just listen. You know, ain't nothing wrong with turning this on. Such got a new CD out. Got a new album. Come on, y'all, don't talk loud to me up in the church right now. Y'all, wait, y'all, mark the date down when that album's coming out. And I listen to it, and it sound good. Yeah, boy, they worked hard on this one. This is the one right here. This is right here. But then I have no more feeling for it. I'm not saying that I'm spiritual. I'm deep because that's not the case. I need help, right? Just like everybody else, right? Right. But the appetite changes. Come on now. What you want changes. You got a habit trying to break. What you want changes. Draw nigh, he'll draw nigh. See, y'all don't understand what that means when God draw nigh. When God show up, don't nothing else matter. When God draws nigh to you, ain't no other love like that one. And so your appetite, now we've been struggling to not do stuff. No, just do what you should do. Do the things that you should be doing and give attention to that, and what you focus on does what? Honestly, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing real but what God created, all right? Anything that's not what God created is the absence of what God created. Fear is only the absence of faith. It's only the absence of love. All right, let me go a little further. Darkness. is the absence of light. Darkness is not a thing. Turn on the dark. Come on, turn it on. Flip the switch, turn on the darkness. You can't do it, can you? Because it's not a real thing. It's there. Oh, it really be dark. But it's only the absence of no light, all dark. Lack is only the absence of increase. Lack is not a real thing, but it try to make you think it's real. And if it gets you to put your faith in it, you'll have it. God didn't say, let there be dark, and there was. I'm riding in the car this morning, and the Lord told me something about sin. God said, I didn't create sin. Sin entered in because man left righteousness. It's a he gave a scripture about casting a demon out, right? And he said, you know, demon leave out their vessel. Right? And he said, he's talking about sweeping it clean, right? Really what Jesus was saying, you need to fill that up. Because if you don't fill it up, he's gonna double back and come back around. Because it's only the absence of what should be there. Fear is only the absence of knowing that God loves you. It's not a thing because it's such a mass mind of fear and a mass mind of sin and a mass mind of lack and a mass mind of sickness and disease, we've been putting our faith in that. God didn't create those things. The Bible says all good things. All good things. He didn't create any bad things. So now unbelief, how can I walk in unbelief? Well, walking in unbelief is just the absence of my belief. It's just me not having belief there. I'm trying to describe it. If this is belief, like this hand is belief, right? If belief is not there, take belief away, and that's unbelief right there. But it really ain't nothing. Are y'all seeing it? Come on, I'm gonna send up a little higher so y'all can see me. If this is belief, right? Like this is belief. That's belief, right? Unbelief is nothing but this being removed. That's unbelief. That's unbelief right there, but it's only the absence of this. Soon as you bring this back, there's no unbelief. Soon as this shows back up, now we all in belief. Sin is only a lack of your understanding of righteousness. You only get over there when you're not over here. Can you go left and right at the same time? Can good and bad water come out the same fountain? Can you go up and down at the same time? Can you go front and reverse at the same time? You can't do it. If I'm going and drive, there will be no reverse. Listen to me. If I keep it in drive, I don't know how your shift go. Some people got that. Some people got whatever it is. Do your shift. Come on, do your shift. How your car? Come on. Use your hands. Do your shift right now. Go ahead. Come on. Y'all think I'm playing?
Come on.
Everybody lift your right hand. We're going to go primary school with it. Everybody lift your right hand. We're going to do it cool. Put your left hand on 12 o'clock because you know it's like you like to ride. Whip. All right, let's go. Come on. All right. Put your coochie. Come on. Grab the wheel. That's what's wrong now. We don't want to grab the wheel. Ain't no control because we letting everybody else drive. Put your hand down. Look at me. Grab the wheel. Put your hand. That's how people need to that. Driving class need to be like that. Put your hand on the wheel. 10-2. Come on. Your hand on the wheel. Everybody want to put your hand on the wheel. Oh, y'all watch it online. I'll come over there. Now put your hand on your shift. Now listen, I know some of y'all right here. Some of y'all right here, right? Right? I don't care where it's at. You do yours like you do yours. Mine be right here as a little thing. It'll be weird, right? And then put it in dry. Right there. Put it in dry. Now all you got to do is let your foot off the brake. Come on. Now you're already moving. Listen. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, 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 listen. You're already moving. Right? Are y'all in the car? You're in the car. You got your hand on the wheel, right? You put it in drive, right? Now take your foot off the gas, off the brake, and you start moving. Now you start moving slow, but you're moving. Like you're making progress. All right, come on, y'all, come on. We're making progress, all right? Now we're making progress. Now the reason it got to start like that, because that's how it got to be. Like your engine will tear up if it didn't have that little thing to help you go a little further. That's God. God pushed you up. God said, listen, I made you in my image. I gave you everything you need already. Press the gas. Now the reason, you know, some of these fast cars go 0 to 60 and whatever. The reason it takes zero and take the time to do it because your engine will blow up if it goes from 0 to 60 in a second. Y'all hear me? If you go from zero, y'all sit down real quick. You go from 0 to 60 in a second and your car will blow up. Like your engine can't do that. If it was possible, you're going to die. Boom, it's over. So now it takes that time. Huh? Yeah. It takes that time. You put that thing in drive, let your foot off the brake, now you're rolling. Now you're moving. I mean, it's nothing you're doing to make it move. All you did was put it in drive. Remember, you're not in there working the gears. You're not being the gas, the oil, the gears, or none of that. All you had to do. Now, in Christianity and in our faith, what we're doing is we're trying to get in there and get in all the gears. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, do this, kneel down one more time, kneel down, get up again, be there over there, let's work the ritual out, it's going to work. No, the gears ain't your, that's not your job. Take it in for checkups. Hey, we at church right now. Make sure you keep getting your tune up. This is why the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves. And then, you know, sometimes you can take care of your car a little better. If you consistently take care of my mom always tell me, keep your car clean. Then I tell you, don't let your car get down to E all the time. Because one time I used to let my car get down to E all the time, and then my fuel filter get dirty, and now my car don't want to start, and it start killing them. Well, it's only because, some of y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Because you keep riding on E all the time. You know you got to fill it up. What you waiting on? Take care of it. Keep it tuned up. Keep it filled up. Keep it oiled up, the anointing. Ah. Yeah. Fresh oil. Because you know when they do an oil change, there's oil in there. But it's just old. Fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. You listen to me? All you got to do is, I do have time to go there. I'm going to run. Mark 9. We all up in Mark. Mark 9. Real quick, come on. Mark 9. And this is the same story. Verse 22 says, oft times they cast him into the fire, the demon, cast him into the fire and the water and destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Everybody say, help us. When I talk for yourself, say, help me, Lord, help me, help me. Help me, help me, please, help me, please. All right, help me, help me. Help me, please. All right, help me. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can. He don't be asking for a whole lot. He don't be asking for a lot of different things. He didn't say, did you do all these? No. If you can believe. Then what it says? How many things? Are possible to want to him that believe. Just put it in, everybody say, just put it in dry. Come on, everybody say, just put it in dry. Come on, say, just put it in dry. Here we go, I'm gonna help you put it in dry. Verse 24 says, straightway the father of the child cried out, saying with fear, with tears, Lord, I believe. But help thou. Everybody say, help. Come on, say it again, say help.
Help.
Say it like you, like something about to happen to you, and if nobody hears this time, this might be it. Everybody say help.
Help!
you better hear me. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people coming running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and said to him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more. The spirit cried and rent him sore and came out. Jesus helped the unbelief. Listen, shall not doubt, only believe is not on you. Put it in dry. Come on, come on. Put it in dry. See, Jesus is the helper of our, greater is he. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. What does it mean? The works that I do, so you do. What does that mean? Let this mind be in you. What is he saying? He's the helper. Him, the Holy, listen, the Holy Ghost, listen. They help your unbelief. You don't have the capacity to not doubt by yourself. You don't have the capacity. Your mind is not built that way to just only believe by yourself. I receive it, sir. Your mind not built that way. So you need help. Come on, say, I need help.
I need help.
Say the words, I need help.
I need help.
See, when we realize that we need some help, then the helper comes to help us. When we realize that I need something, I'm not whole right now by myself.
Right.
I don't have it all together. When I realize that, then the helper come flooding in. The helper come flooding in. And he helps my unbelief. Then he start pressing on like, he come in. You get it? When I realize I need help, right? That's something about my faith. Now, when I realize that, me realizing is really me opening up for the help to come in. See, we act like we... Stand on your feet.